This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Futuro.
Hey, dear listener, it's Maria. Please stay tuned after this episode, because you're going to want to hear the trailer for our upcoming podcast from Futuro Studios and WBUR. I think you're going to love it. It's called Anything for Selena. And it's about the cultural impact of the one and only Selena Quintanilla. Okay, remember to listen, and on to our show. From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, we bring you one of our How I Made It segments with Puerto Rican indie band Buscabulla. It's the voice of Raquel Berríos that takes us through Buscabulla's ever-evolving sound. Buscabulla is the Puerto Rican experimental duo formed by wife and husband Raquel Berríos and Luis Alfredo del Valle. In May, they released their new album, Regresa. And with Regresa, Buscabulla expands on their Caribbean synth pop sound by using a variety of rhythms and influences, from marching band drums to R&B vocals. By 2018, Buscabulla was one of the most beloved Latinx bands in New York City. Raquel and Luis had just released their second EP and confirmed a performance in that year's Coachella Music Festival. Around this time of success, Raquel and Luis also decided to move back to Puerto Rico. It was a significant life change, but one they were certain they wanted to make as artists and as new parents. No puede ser de esta manera. Regresa, Buscabulla's debut album, follows Raquel and Luis in their journey back home. Through their dreamlike sound, we access a subtle portrait of hopes and anxieties brought on by their return to the island after living in New York City for many years. In the video for their song, Mio, you can read the sign of an upcoming tourist resort in the town of Aguadilla. It's weaved in with scenes of the gritty pink and green masks of the traditional Festival de las Máscaras. The song lyrics give a warning to those who think that they can own what isn't theirs. In this segment of our How I Made It series, Raquel and Luis join us from Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, to tell us how they got there.
My name is Raquel, and I do vocals, keys, and sampler.
My name is Luis, and I play the bass and drums sometimes as well, guitar as well, a little bit of everything.
And the name of our band is Buscabulla. I'm from Trujillo Alto, which is 15 minutes from the capital, San Juan. It's a mountainous part of Puerto Rico, and very tropical and lush.
I am from the town of Ponce in the south. It's much drier than San Juan, like really hot summer afternoons.
Luis and I met in New York. We're both Puerto Rican, so I think that it was sort of destiny, and we were bound to probably bump into each other because Puerto Ricans in New York really look for each other. My mother was born in the Bronx. My great-grandmother migrated there when things got really bad in the 40s here in Puerto Rico.
At some point, you know, I had worked on music enough in Puerto Rico and things were starting to fall apart with my band that I had, you know, growing up. I just had to make a decision of what to do next with my life. And I think the logical thing for a lot of Puerto Ricans is to go to New York.
We met at a friend's party, Puerto Rican Thanksgiving Day party. So there was a lot of dancing.
Raquel had this girl group with her best friends. You know, they sort of wanted to start playing live. And I was like, I can play drums, I can play guitar, I can play all this stuff. And there was this one night where they were playing their cover of like a Lady Gaga song. They were playing a Bad Romance cover that they had sort of translated to Spanish. It's called Mal Romance. But they would always mess up in the chords. I remember, like, I was stepping and I was like, I remember those chords. That's how I earned my way into the girl group.
And we started talking about music, and I had already been working on some sort of weird demos. And I just, you know, showed them to him without really thinking that much of them. And then he got really, really excited, and he saw a lot of potential, and he thought that I should keep going and that we should really like start collaborating and working on stuff.
The first thing I remember us really working together on was a cover of a song called Tu Loco Loco y Yo Tranquilo. I believe it was an assignment that you had
from piano class.
Yeah, your composition in piano class. She came home, she had this assignment, she had to rearrange an old classic salsa tune, and then she was like, yo, can you help me, like, sort of finish this? And I, of course, obliged. We were already living together at that point. So it's all very informal, you know, it's not like one day I was like, oh, we need to do something together, and it has to, you know, they excited about music and saw that in each other, and it started naturally sort of building up.
After Hurricane Maria, all Puerto Ricans in U.S. mainland and big cities, we all felt very in depth, and everybody kind of felt that everybody wanted to help. And, you know, helping independent artists was sort of the way that we could help. Prima was kind of this labor of love. Prima means Puerto Rico Independent Musicians and Artists. It supports and it also amplifies the voices of independent musicians on the island. Our independent scene is small but very rich and very varied. I mean, I think after a while, like once you kind of feel like you've sort of discovered what you want to do and you start doing it and you start establishing yourself doing it, you know, really what we started to feel was like how we wanted to just really have more time to kind of expand as artists. And not only that, but also, I mean, we all dream about going to New York, but as a Puerto Rican, I think a lot of us also dream about coming back home. I also really wanted to take advantage of all the opportunities that the city was giving us. But eventually it all started to kind of feel very hectic and stressful. We had a baby. We only really want our daughter to be back home, to learn Spanish, to be close to her abuela and abuelo. And in a way, like while we were in New York, like our dreams became really about coming back home and making music here.
I remember feeling super emotional on the plane ride. As soon as we got to the plane and we were on board, I think we all hugged, and it just seemed like something that was never going to end, and suddenly we were here and we were home.
Regresa was, in the way that I see it, is, you know, I remember, I think it was our drummer who once told me, you know, that each album that you work on is sort of a chapter of your life, and that is very, very true. And I think that because of the fact that we knew that we were going to go through this process, that it was worth sort of pouring those emotions into the music. You know, the marching band drums really were inspired by going to all these carnivals in the island and seeing sort of the school marching bands, and the energy and the charge behind the rhythms is really kind of the way that I was feeling when I came back home. where I felt that there was so much to do, trying to create from that space. And it was really, really hard. The transition was really hard. And I think I was confronted very much with myself and my fears. The record really kind of captures this moment in time when we come back, you know, the joy and the sorrow of being here.
Sort of macro difference, which was our mindset in trying to make a narrative that cast a wider net was more complex and longer. We did get some help producing it, especially in one track called Club Tú y Yo. We had our friend Roberto Lange, El Lado Negro, record a sort of string and horn arrangement. It's very cool. And it's the first song I've sort of wrote for the band. It's kind of a dystopian bolero. It's a song about us, you know, I guess us as in Raquel and I being together, having a kid, going through this whole experience together and moving out here together as well. Just the loneliness that can exist even within the security of a relationship.
Nidia, I feel, is a pretty special track because I feel it's sort of the hinge in the record, and most of the songs before Nidia are about kind of angst and existentialism and wailing in a way, I think. And then when Nidia comes along, it's sort of the turning point in the record. And it means a lot because Nidia is actually named after Nidia Caro, who is actually the woman speaking the words at the end of the track. A song of hers that was pretty popular in the 70s called El Amor Entre Tú y Yo.
What she's saying translates to the darkness can be your impulse towards the light. And then she says, you can't see the stars without a dark night.
And it's really about kind of like coming to terms with your own fears, coming to terms with accepting flaws and being okay with it and not beating yourself over. And it's also about just trying to really pull yourself up from kind of a dark place. But the interesting thing is, like, you know, this quarantine feels a lot like, you know, I would talk to my dad after the hurricane. My dad didn't get power for at least, like, I think it was maybe like 5 months after the storm hit. People didn't know. People couldn't communicate. People couldn't buy food, couldn't get water, you know, and people took it day by day. The album is very much about that, is about, you know, the angst and the hardship of trying to live in an island in the present moment and how you just really want to stay here and you want to persevere, and you have to persevere.
The words of Raquel Berríos and Luis Alfredo del Valle, best known by indie fans as Buscabulla. Their new album, Regresa, is out now. This episode was produced by Adriana Tapia and Ginny Montalvo and edited by Luis Treyes. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Julieta Martinelli, Alisa Escarce, and Alejandra Salazar, with help from Andrea López Cruzado and Raúl Pérez. Our engineers are Stephanie Lebeau, Julia Caruso, and Leah Shaw. Our director of programming and operations is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our digital editor is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation Ignite Fellow is Julia Rocha. Our interns are Jimena del Cerro and Emilce Quiroz. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on all of your social media, and ahí los veo. Hasta la próxima. Ciao.
Funding for Latino USA's coverage of a culture of health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Latino USA is made possible in part by the Annie E. Casey Foundation creates a brighter future for the nation's children by strengthening families, building greater economic opportunity, and transforming communities, and the Wincote Foundation.
And now, dear listener, here's the trailer for Anything for Selena. It's a new podcast from Futuro Studios and WBUR, coming to your feed this coming January.
This journey begins at the border, a place in the in-between, where for a long time, I felt divided in two. Then, I discovered her. Red lips, brown skin, big hoops. She was magnetic, no matter what side of the border she was on.
Selena y los Dinos!
I was a young kid, but I remember what it felt like seeing that one of us had made it, and she brought us with her.
Star faded away today. Tejano music queen Selena has been gunned down in Corpus Christi.
Then she was gone. Suddenly, violently, so many of us were marked by her death.
And I'll never forget the day.
I was 4 years old.
I was 6 years old.
I was 8 years old.
I remember being in my graduate dorm, hearing the news and literally just falling to the ground in shock.
For almost my entire life, I've been thinking about why Selena matters, about what it means to love her. Selena's legacy has shown me some of the biggest revelations about my identity, my community, my country.
You did play Selena and you did take a gunshot.
And I'm gonna do it again. Okay. And I'm gonna do it 20 friggin' times.
Right.
And I want you to leave my country.
No, man.
My country.
I was born in this country, homeboy. I have the same equal rights you do, carnal.
Que viva los Estados Unidos Americanos! Gracias, gracias.
She provides this, like, validation in these spaces that we weren't welcomed in before, and that we're able to bring her with us.
This story is personal. I go deep into Selena's roots. There's more to her and her family's journey.
Oh, man, Mr. Quintana, I've been dreaming of this moment for a very long time.
A lot of people that see the movie, they think I'm a bad guy, I'm a mean guy. That I control my children. I can't do this, I can't do that. It ain't like that, dear.
I'm on a quest to understand how a working class girl who began singing to put food on the table changed culture. And the journey has taken me in surprising directions.
And she was just like, I ain't trying to hide that this is what I got.
This is definitely the most anybody has ever talked to me about butts before. So that's interesting.
Well, you gotta listen to the episode.
Yeah, I have a large rear, I guess, for the norm. But, you know, for me, it's normal.
But what norm?
No,
because black women have had this bottom all our lives.
Ultimately, this is a podcast about a woman who was unapologetically herself, a woman who inspired a whole movement, a woman who changed my life.
If you have a dream, don't let anybody take it away. And you always believe that the impossible is always possible.
I'm Maria Garcia, and this is Anything for Selena, a podcast about belonging from WBUR and Futuro Studios, coming January 2021. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, Hogar Crea, the story of a controversial Puerto Rican drug treatment program and the larger-than-life man who started it. That's next time on Latino USA.
From PRX.